School is a no-nonsense rock and roll band from Toledo, Ohio that has been playing their hard-driving song style in clubs for the last 3 years. Inspired by bands such as R.E.M., The Ramones, The Replacements, and Husker Du, the three members of Art School began crafting their song style while playing cover versions of these bands in bars all across Ohio. New Musical Frontiers presents an exclusive interview with the members of Art School. Perry Finch on bass, Tim Buter on drums, and Mike Winger on guitar. Why Art School?
As an alternative to working at Ponderosa.
Yeah,
we needed a career.
You know, like, we were just, like, flipping burgers, man. It's like, it was so lame that we just had to find some way to express ourselves socially, so we got
into bed. It's tough to express yourself as a fry cook.
No Big Deal by Art School from the recently released cassette, No Pain, No Gain. Art School recorded the cassette at Substation 8, and it was produced by Kevin Mead.
You know what? All we did is just went in there and played a bunch of tunes, and you know, Kevin, the guy who helped us do it, and it was his place, and he was just a really super
Swifty.
Dude. And
Swifty.
He set us up, yeah, Swifty. He set us up, you know, he let us drink lots of beer in there, and, you know, it was just a very fun experience.
Because we couldn't afford an album.
If we could do an album, we would.
Albums are expensive.
Matter of fact, if anyone out there has some money to throw around.
Then they want four friends very quickly.
They got them.
They could buy them very easily by putting an album on.
Four.
I can't change the world, I can't even change your mind.
Until recently, Art School also featured a fourth member, guitarist Dirk Boyles.
Dirk's an all right guy.
Dirk's a good man.
Dirk's a good egg.
He just likes to...
I think he's got... It's a case of messed up priorities.
Yeah. He didn't realize how good he had it just playing.
Yeah, you don't understand. I mean,
we
he goes
do
flip.
Anything. We got the best job in the world.
Yeah, but all Dirk wants to do is go to school and start his career and, you know, live a conservative lifestyle.
And become a real person.
You know, I mean, that's just totally out of hand.
Dirk wants to
you
eat.
Can't admit,
Dirk
you
wants
can't,
to eat regularly.
He has normal goals. He wants to make money.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
That's terrible.
Man, he's so screwed up. I don't know how his parents let him do that.
That's a pretty mean picture. He's painted a little dirt.
No, but Horatio's a good man. Our tape is for sale, so we'd like
at
to...
At Mad Hatter.
Yeah, and we're going to have some new stuff coming out soon, like probably we're thinking of either a live recording of a lot of our new stuff, which is much more aggressive and, you know, a little bit
I
heavier.
Like it better.
Yeah, it's a lot stronger.
Explain to me what aggressive means in this case.
Aggressive means...
Hard and fast.
It means we might be playing Kip soon. That's what
means. No, it doesn't mean that.
No, aggressive.
It means that we can't get any jobs in Toledo anymore.
So yeah, we're trying.
Everybody
to
refers to us as
they use the P word.
Yeah.
And they talk about us.
Well, no, they use the hardcore word.
I haven't heard that.
That's not true.
Make it all right.
Since the departure of guitarist Dirk Boyles, Art School has gone through a lot of changes during the adjustment to the trio format.
For me personally, I beefed up my sound and my guitar.
I got a new guitar.
I'm playing a Les Paul now. The Paul. Sorry, but I play. I mean, I'm serious. I think I'm the super guitar hero of the decade right now. and I intend to have anybody challenge me on any situation. In fact, I invite
if
any
you're
band.
If so damn great, how come you didn't win that guitar down in Cincinnati?
Because I wasn't playing my new guitar. I have a new axe.
If I would have my new axe, he's got the new axe now, and now he can take everything.
It could have been the fact that the judges called him childish.
Yeah, that could have been childish and immature.
What did you do that was childish?
He had fun.
Exactly.
Like that.
I don't think you can really look at us and say, God, how mature. I mean, it's not a mature thing we're doing, and that's
yeah. If you actually want to like live off of this kind of thing, and this is all you want to do, how could you possibly call yourself a mature human being?
Yeah, I mean, this is just an excuse.
Pink Floyd or something.
This is just an excuse to become to stay a kid, you know, for at least another good 10, 40 years.
It's an extension of childhood, basically.
To be mature, you're supposed to worry about everything that you do, and you're supposed to worry about what everybody thinks of you. And you can't do that and do what we do. You can't you can't stop and think about, geez, am I doing the right thing? You just got to go ahead and do it. And that is perceived as immature, which...
Well, it's immature.
Which doesn't bother me at all. I mean,
everybody pictures you as immature if you don't graduate from college, go out and get a full-time job and raise a family and kids when you get to be about our age, and it's like...
So we're getting out. See, it's going to happen. It has to happen soon, or else we will be...
otherwise, we're going to be over the hill.
Otherwise, then we will be very immature forever. See, once you make it, you're not immature, because then everybody goes, yeah, you're in a band.
Yeah, it's justified.
Though. Yeah, and then, yeah, once you're on a label and stuff...
Several of the songs from the cassette, No Pain, No Gain, have received airplay on college radio stations such as Oxford, Ohio and Bowling Green, Ohio. One of those songs is called I'm in Love with Your Mother.
I like I'm in Love with Your Mother, but it's so simple musically that I don't think Mike likes it. I think Tim likes it because of the...
What do you mean I don't like it?
I didn't say
you... Hit him, hit him.
I don't think you would pick it out as one of your favorite songs. There's this lady that used to live next door to me. And we'll call her Pat Jensen.
Lady she used to, Mad Max.
She used to lay out in the sun with her. She was a well-developed woman, very well-developed, in a bathing suit. And I was just a young guy.
Ask him how old he was.
I was. God, I'd say I was about 8. Well, I had some big eyes back then. I was a looker. So I used to look around and. Act like I was like weeding the fence, you know, pulling the weeds out, but I was, ooh, Jesus, I was kind of checking her out. And I wrote the song, I'd say,
probably back in November, last November. So, I mean, it was like one of these things that I didn't, it wasn't one of those instant, God, this is going to be a song someday when I know how to play guitar.
I'm in Love with Your Mother by Art School. We'll be right back with Art School right after this.
I was 8 feet tall when I rode into town.
8 feet tall.
I was 8 feet tall when I rode into town.
8 feet tall.
Well, I rode my horse straight. I rode my horse strong. I rode my horse like I didn't ride no more. Well, I held my gun when I rode into town. Well, I held my gun when I rode into town. Well, I held my gun strong. I held my gun strong. I held my gun like I didn't know no more. Do it. Well, I shot my gun when I rode into town.
Eight feet tall.
Well, I shot my gun straight. I shot my gun straight. I shot my gun like I never shot no more. I was 8 feet tall when I rode into town.
Eight feet tall.
I was 8 feet tall when I rode into town.
Eight feet tall.
Well, I rode more straight. I rode my horse strong. I rode my horse like I never rode no more.
Eight feet tall from the first Art School cassette, Stupid and Young. Another Art School song that has received college airplay from No Pain, No Gain is called Cincinnati Bitch.
That song's about this girl that lived next door to me in Oxford. And I didn't know this, but I just found out that she doesn't know what's about her yet. And she was dancing to it the other night in the clubhouse. She's like grooving back and forth to the song that is completely about her. And she had no idea. Everyone else in the world, I think, knows that the song's about her.
I bet they do.
No, I mean, anybody that knows the song that I know knows it's about her. And she hasn't quite understood yet that she's a nice person, I guess.
Really haven't figured out your kind. You got everything handed over to you like you were a queen. You're not very nice, in fact, you're kind of mean. Just bought you a brand new car. Insure it with your credit card. Morally, you're sound on a date. Steve, girls like you can't stay out late.
Cincinnati Bitch by Art School. The members of Art School cite the Ramones as a major influence.
The Ramones are my biggest influence, I would say, on my drumming. Just play hard and fast.
Keith Moon.
Well, Keith Moon's in there too, just because I like to act like an idiot when I'm playing my drums. Keith Moon was the best in the world at that. Direction, I was just really, really down one day and I wrote the words to that and it kind of just came out as our first acoustic number. And then Small Talk was, yeah, after I wrote Small Talk, I realized that I don't like people at all. I hate people. I mean, at least it comes across that way in my music. I mean, yeah. my words.
I thought
words
it was just me that got that.
My words are very angry.
I think that if you listen to the songs, you can pretty much tell who wrote it. Because if it's an anti-person song, it's me. Tim. If the words are strung together, it's Winger. And I don't have a style. I just do it. So.
Yeah, I'm the angry young man.
Yeah, he's the guy that's got
the tortured artist bit.
You don't understand the game that you're playing. I don't know it either. And what you gonna do when you find your foundations have been shaken and everyone else is playing by a different set of rules? How can you have faith in me when I don't have it in myself? And everybody keeps asking me questions that I don't understand. How can you say you love me when you know you don't love yourself? You're leaving me with questions. See it through. And when it comes to me, it never seems to come easy. What am I to do? How can you have faith in me when I don't have it in myself? And everybody keeps asking me questions that I don't understand. How can you say you love me when you know you don't love yourself? You're leaving me with questions. I've got no direction. Yeah.
live show is an improvement over our tape. It's like everything we do, we want to improve the next time. This is so much better, we're so much more into this now. It's like we're not going to play as many covers, so when you come out and hear us, I know you will because you're drawn, but I think that hopefully people will come out and hear us for our original stuff. We'll still do a few covers to pass the time, but it's a lot better than our tape, I think. And we will get some kind of recording done with this new stuff very soon. It's just a matter of...
We've got about, 9 or 10 new ones?
Yeah, we just want to sound... We like our live sound right now. We're just really... We're getting off on that.
The attitude changed once Dirk left, because I think the three of us realized that this is the lineup that it's going to be, if it's going to be. And we just went with it.
We have to make it with this lineup.
This is what it's going to be from now on. And it became more of not, let's go set up and play Jerry Lee Lewis songs. It was, hey, let's set up and let's play as hard as we can.
Leave an impression.
Yeah.
One way or the other, let's leave an impression.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're going to play as hard. We're playing a lot harder now, not just sound-wise. I mean, harder now. We're just
I would rather people walk away hating us than have no opinion at all.
Yeah, you can't.
We're not going to go. It'd be great if they all loved us, but they're not going to.
We can't cater to. We can't kiss everybody's poopers anymore, because we were playing everything that everybody wanted us to do all the time. Which you know, it was all right. We're having a lot of good times. We got a few good paying jobs around Toledo and stuff. But we've done that for a while. We want to just play our stuff and try to go make it, big time, like Elvis.
To add insult to injury, after we've got this attitude thing and we think we're really, going at it in the right direction, playing really hard, we read in, what magazine was that?
Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll, they mentioned us in there for doing that Milkman show, and they called us a new wave cover band. And that right there, I mean, something was wrong back then if that's what people are thinking we are. Because that is, I mean, they might as well just... chop them off and stuff them in our mouth if you're going to call us a new wave cover band, because that's the biggest insult in the world. That's
at least as far as what we're trying to
do. Yeah, that's
right
not
now.
What we're about at all. We're trying to. The whole idea is we want to play our music and supplement it with good covers. I mean, but the whole draw should be our music, because that's who we are.
That's why we're trying to make up for little mistakes we might have done in the last couple of years. And right now we think our live show is the strongest thing that we're doing. Maybe some of these 4-hour nights might not be as solid as we like them to be, because, we gotta force a lot of time in. But, if you come out and hear us in a good mid part of the night, I think you're gonna hear a lot of our new songs, and we're gonna have them real strong and do some songs off, No Pain, No Gain, and I think we got a really good show.
Last tape, we were heavily influenced by The Replacements and Husker and stuff, and I mean, they're still a big influence, but. You grow up or whatever, and you listen to different things, and different things affect what you do.
But Davy Jones, that attitude still holds through with me.
Davy Jones on acid.
Oh, I think that, I say that we've grown up and graduated to the Descendants is kind of funny, though, because they're definitely like teeny bopper, head shaking.
Pop punk or whatever
you want to call it. Yeah, I mean, they're one of the few bands that have the guts to be romantic in their music. I mean, everybody else is just...
Hate everything.
Yeah, they...
Me.
Yeah, no. But they...
I don't hate everything. I just hate people.
You like cheeseburgers.
It Will Never Happen by Art School. New Musical Frontiers is produced by Christopher Comer. Tune in next week for the cutting edge of new music in America. New Musical Frontiers.